Hello and welcome to Hicksville, just a few days away from the biggest royal ceremony the world has seen for 70 years. And President Macron will be in the Abbey to witness this very royal spectacle. I wonder how many of you will be watching on TV. If you are interested in matters royal, wearing my other hat, I've compiled a podcast called Countdown to the Coronation, which is on YouTube. And it's ostensibly for people who can't see too well, who'd like to know more about what to expect ahead of time. There are 9 of these aperçus, and by the end of the week, I hope that I will have done 12. I now have 3 minutes to tell you what you can expect in the Gers this week, and there is a lot going on. On Sunday the 7th at 3 at the Abbey de Flarens, organized by the Friends of Flarens, there is a cello quartet led by Dominique de Villancourt with Véronique Marin, Lucia Bistritskaya, and Christophe Beau, as in handsome. And he does indeed live up to the name. They'll be playing a mixed program including Handel, Bopper, Beethoven, Bizet, and Bach. Tickets are €20, but free for students under 25 and children, of course. For more information, call 0614 131572. Or 0699 358701. You can of course book online as you would book a plane ticket, or use a QR code, which is the first time I've come across that here in the Gers. When I was last in the UK at Christmas, I was astonished to find people standing at the back of the church with card readers to nab people in the congregation as they went out, and a QR code reader to make more serious donations. Well, having said that the QR code was new to me, the town of Florence is inviting us to come and stargaze all this week from Tuesday to Friday in the Dôme d'Observation de l'Univers at Aumont, the village of the stars. It costs €17 for adults and 9 for children. You can go on the website www.amo-des-etoiles.com, and you can scan the QR code that appears on the site to book. Or of course you can take the old-fashioned route and call on 056-2075-856 or 06-9539-0584. Then, all over the weekend, you'll have to plan around the concert, of course. Lecture is en fête, organized by the new hub of activities, the Bastion. There'll be market stalls, a proper dance on Saturday night, buvette, food stalls throughout Saturday. There'll be a pétanque contest or a match on Saturday at 2, and a vide-grenier all of Sunday. So loads to do. But it's not the only place that you can go. It's the Battle of the Fête, because Miradoux is holding its Spring Fête. It's holding its Spring Fête on Sunday the 7th. The town's intrepid pompiers are organizing a vide-grenier, the sale of flowers, plants and all things botanical. There's to be a 10-kilometer walk, sale of soap, honey, wine and cheese, all things artisanal, lots of food and wine to drink on site, and learning how to bungee pump. Which is not what it sounds like. It is, as some of you probably already know, a very good way of taking exercise. The first time I ever saw anything like that was in Finland 10 years ago, and I thought people were walking with ski poles. But of course, since then it's become a thing. A bungee pump is a unique training pole with a built-in suspension system that provides resistance every time the pole is pressed down upon. It's for everyone who wants to build up their fitness and get a strong, supple body. You can exercise wherever and whenever you choose, and it doesn't cost you anything apart from the initial outlay for the poles. So if you go to Miradoux, you can walk off all the food and drink that you will have eaten. For more information about that, call 06-83-40-3377. Finally, on the 8th next Monday, which is a Royal Bank holiday in the UK, the Jardin de Courciana, which of course is an English country garden, is opening its doors for their Fête de Fleurs. So it's a busy week with no time to glue yourselves to the TV, unless you want to. See you next time.